This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I'll tell you what. I told you before, if you went back in January and listened to the interview, this stock is going to blow up. Well, it has blown up. It's up about 200% plus since the last time he's on the show. I'm talking about no other than PCT Limited. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PCTL, still grossly undervalued. That's my personal opinion. And with us today to bring us up to speed, tell us what's been going on with the company, is the CEO and chairman of the company, Mr. Gary Grieco. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Everett, a sincere pleasure to be on, and I'm anxious to get to telling our story.
Well, you know, last time I had you on the show, we talked about a couple of things, and I thought for some reason by now the coronavirus would have been gone and would have been history, but that's not the case. Has the coronavirus, has it had any impact on your business in a good way or a bad way?
It has certainly had an impact. The most rewarding part of the impact, other than gaining business, is the awareness that it's caused, both from the public and in particular healthcare facilities, how important it is to be proactive against these events. You have the hospital or the nursing home or even somebody's personal home continually having a program or a system to continually guard against these things happening. Once they occur, you're playing catch up all the time. And I think we've seen this. It happened in other situations before. The biggest trouble with this one, as far as solving the problem, is that it is, frankly, not the most difficult virus to kill, but it's the person that contracts it can be 14 days walking around, never knowing they have it, but they are, in fact, contagious. So, I mean, yeah, it is. And you don't come down with the symptoms. I mean, some people in 7 days, but go up to 14 days. Well, gee, if this person has been traveling on an airline or on a cruise ship, we've seen what happened with cruise ships. By the time the first person comes down sick with it, there's 30 more that are going to be infected that can infect more people. And then it certainly helped us business-wise. But I do underscore that, listen, we're in this to make a profit, but this company has always been, its first priority has been the hospitals, the care and safety of people. And we feel that's a very viable market and can be a very lucrative market. But that is our, without question, has been since the inception of this company.
Well, let me interject here just for a second, because we've got a lot of new listeners and people listening to the program.
Sure.
Let's just go over what your main flagship product is about, and just give me the elevator pitch. We're talking about disinfecting fluid solution. You send everything to them. And with the reason I'm asking you this is because I like the model that they get to do it on their own terms. They know how fresh it is. So give my new listeners what it is you guys do, your claim to fame.
Okay. We have developed a system. And by the way, let me underscore something here when I say develop. The core technology, which is hypochlorous acid, has been around for many years, but it's had some, what the market has perceived as some drawbacks, not because of its efficacy, because it is not a product that lends itself to storage. Long-term, you build it like bleach, et cetera. I mean, that when you go to the store and buy a bleach, that could have been made 4 years ago.
Right.
So what we did is took the core and developed an on-site development system that the hospitals were in, the eight, and by the way, I can safely say now we're going into our ninth hospital. So the product is made on site so that you don't have a concern that the solutions that you're using are in somehow impacted as far as efficacy. So that is, then the other thing we've done is we've created a total system whereby it is a system of protocols that take, and we've got documentary evidence that will take, if a hospital will follow what we are talking about, they will take their level to 99, 98% efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
The average efficiency in a hospital today is an appalling 65%. It is.
That is appalling.
Yes.
All right, let's change gears here for a second because we only got nine or 10 minutes on the show. Last time you were on the show, we talked about UK. You mentioned about UK. Any updates? I know that we put one or two into hospitals over there. Where are we at on that?
Okay, we're that. This was going to be a longer-term testing, and unfortunately, we run into this all the time. We ran out into it with hospitals, and we're certainly running into it with countries. We see what it does there, but how do we know it'll work for us? So we entered upon a 60-day test with Leeds Hospital and then the two universities. That is expected to be completed sometime by the end of this month, or certainly by the first week in April. But what I have also heard is because of the coronavirus, they are accelerating their things. I can say that PCT UK, which is a company that we formed over there in conjunction with our partners, has signed an agreement with the British healthcare system to, once these tests are finished and everything is proven to be accurate, they will start installing them throughout their whole system. Question is, how many hospitals? I honestly don't know, but well north of 600. That is a huge, huge future market for us, current and in future market for us.
Gary, as you know, we get listeners all over the world. I get tons of emails every day, and I don't know if you can verify this or non-verify this, but there's a lot of talks about you going into other countries. Can you elaborate on the talks that are out there on the streets?
Well, certainly we are going into England. We've had inquiries from other countries, and I will say we've had some preliminary conversations with the Far East, if I can say the Orient, whatever term you want to use. I am reluctant to go beyond that. I never say anything until I have signed documents in my hand. But I can certainly say we've had discussions directly from them, yes.
You know, last time you came on the show, the stock was just a tad bit over 1 cent. How do you view the short to the medium term of your company's sales going forward?
I think the short term, we are still, and I am not a stock tout. I think you know that.
I believe
this company is still, I'm going to paraphrase what a hospital said in New York to us about us. They have two of our systems. They love them. And the systems are greatly undervalued. And I still think our stock is still greatly undervalued. I think for the short term, it has a way to go. I like to see stocks go up, consolidate, react. I've been around this business for 50 plus years. There's always when stocks go straight up, they tend to come straight down. We'd like to get people that paid one. If they start getting out in the four range, that's fine. That's what you're in the stocks for, is to sell at a profit. But now you're building another base at a higher level. And I like to see that happening. This is what the market is telling me is happening. For the immediate term, I think that one of the big problems with any small company is profitability. And I will go out on a limb and say that we will be profitable in the month of March. We will have a record first quarter. I'm not saying the whole quarter will be profitable, but I think this month is going to set a stage where it's going to take the burden of continuing to have to look for capital for survival. That'll be gone. And any capital we're bringing in now is for growth, inventory and growth. I am more optimistic than I've ever been with this company. I've been involved with this technology since 1996.
Gary, before I let you go, is there anything that we didn't cover that you would like to illustrate to my listeners and your stockholders?
Well, I don't want to impose myself on you, but I would like to, if you could, if you have the slots or something, I'd sure like to get back to you in a couple of weeks because things are now happening so fast.
Oh, absolutely.
So if you'd be gracious enough to invite me back, I'll be glad to come back in a couple of weeks and give everybody an update.
Gary, you're always welcome on my show. My guest today has been Gary Grieco. He is the CEO and chairman and president of PCT Limited. To me, one of the hottest undervalued stocks on the OTC markets. Take a look at it. I brought you a lot of winners. These are my personal opinions. I think this company, the management team, is a winner, and it's going to go up and onward. So I think we're entitled, but we're going to get a couple upticks here, I believe, going forward. You can find them on the OTC markets. Look them up. Their ticker symbol is PCTL. Gary, thank you so much for coming on the show.
May I add one other thing?
Please do.
As people look at it and see we're not current, we are currently, we have engaged the auditors to get caught up. So the Q will be filed, I'm going to guess, within the next 10 days. And we will get the K filed on time by April 10th.
And that means the stop sign will come off shortly after that.
Yes, that's correct. That is accurate.
Gary, thank you so much. Wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you. Cheers.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.